Okay, we basically finished the dinam of washing for bread. We learned how to wash, and the only time you make a bracha on tussidaim if you're going to be eating a kibetza, which is 2 ounces. Otherwise, you have to wash, but you don't make a bracha on the tussidaim, and so on and so forth. Okay, next din is like this. The din of actually making a maitzi on bread. Now, any bread, which is called complete, lechem gam means complete bread, real bread. We'll discuss in a minute what that means. So then you have to make a bracha meitzi before it, and afterwards you have to bench if you have enough. Birchat hamazon, right? That's what you have to do. Now, what's the definition of bread according to halacha? Number one, it has to come from one of the 5 grains, which is wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. If it's one of those 5 grains, which is made into a flour, which is mixed with water and baked, it has to have all those criteria to be able to make a maitzi. So if somebody, let's say, has potato flour, which is called potato starch, or soy flour, or whatever it is, then you don't make a maitzi on it, because it's not from the 5 grains. The only time you make a maitzi, it has to be from the 5 grains, like we said, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. It has to be made into a flour. It has to be mixed with water and baked. Then it becomes a maitzi. What happens if you have other liquids as part of the ingredients? And this is very common. You have eggs, and you have oil, and you have water or juice or whatever. So then the din is, it goes according to the majority of the liquid. If the majority of the liquid is water, it's a maitzi. 51% of the water content, liquid content, is water, it's a maitzi. If it's not water, it's 51% is eggs, oil, juice, whatever, something which is not water, so then it becomes, it's not a maitzi, then it becomes mezainis. Then it's a mezainis. Now, a lot of times you have, which is a discussed in halacha, which is sometimes a very big issue, because sometimes you have juice from concentrate. So applies also, people make cakes, right? Cakes is really also flour, but instead of water, it's juice and eggs and oil. But when is it called juice if it's made patis, meaning fruit juices, but it can't be from concentrate? Concentrate, I'll explain in a second why that could be a problem if it's actually juice or it's actually water. But if you have plain squeezed orange juice, apple juice, whatever juice it is from fruits, then it has a din of fruit juice, and then if the majority is liquid of that type of content, then it's mezainis. But if somebody takes juice from concentrate, so it's similar to the analysis of you have the frozen cans of juice, right? Which is concentrated juice. So you have a can, you open up the can, and then you add 3 times the amount, 3 cans of water. So you have 3 cans of water to 1 can of juice, and that's how you make orange juice from it, or apple juice, or whatever it be. According to most poskim today, that has a din of water, it doesn't have a din of juice. Because 3/4 is water. Even though the water was taken out of the juice, and now you're just putting it back in, but it's different. If it's the natural juice, then it has a din of juice, even though there's a lot of water in it. But if you're using concentrated juice, or you buy even a not frozen, you buy a container of orange juice from concentrate or apple juice from concentrate, you have to remember that it has to be treated as 3/4 water to 1/4 liquid. So if somebody bakes a cake, let's say with orange juice from concentrate, the cake is probably going to be hamaitzi. Because it's flour and water and it's baked and it's going to be hamaitzi. Okay, so now, so you wash for hamaitzi, you say the bracha on tussidaim because you're going to be eating the proper amount. And now you're going to the table to make hamaitzi. So you're not allowed to talk between the washing that you made the bracha on tussidaim and the making of hamaitzi. You're not allowed to talk because you made a bracha and you have to go straight to the eating of the bread. What happens if somebody talked? So the din is very simple. If you talk things pertaining to the meal, you don't have to make a new bracha. You don't have to rewash. But if you talk things not pertaining to the meal, then you have to rewash and do it again. what's the thing pertaining? Let's say you come to the table, you wash for a meitzi, you come to the table, and all of a sudden you realize there's no knife, or there's no salt, or there's no something. You say, please bring a knife. So that's pertaining to the meal. So you're not allowed to lechatchila. Lechatchila, you have to have everything set before. But bottom line is, you don't have to make a new washing, because that's all part of the meal. But if you say, did the Lakers win or lose, then you have to rewash and do the whole thing again. Now, what happens if, what happens if you're a bracha? Somebody made a bracha. I'll give you a very simple example. So 10 people washing, and you washed already, and then you hear somebody else washing for bread, and they're making on the tilas yadayim. Or they're making hametzi yet, and you didn't make hametzi yet. Are you allowed to answer amen to the dinner? You can answer amen and all brachas. It's not called a hefsek, it's not called a separation. You're allowed to answer amen and all brachas. Another interesting halacha is, it's preferable that the distance, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the distance from where you washed until where you're making ametzi should be less than 22 amas, an amas between a foot and a half to 2 feet. So you're talking anywhere between 35 to 44 feet. But that the world is makel already, that if you're not, you could... That's why many times you go to a chasana, and you see, one second, in the place where they wash, you have little pieces of bread to make hametzi. Why do they do that? Because where they're washing and where the meal is far away. So to minimize the hefsik, the separation between the washing and the making of hametzi, so they have bread right away that you can make hametzi. What?
How many minutes?
How many minutes is 22 mil? Not too much.
Not too much, this could be... 10 minutes could be 20 minutes.
To walk, how long does it take you to walk 35 feet? That's what it is, 35 feet. How long does it take to walk 30?
Younger people takes less, older people takes longer.
Depends which older and which younger.
Right, exactly.
Is there a time?
It doesn't say a time. You can make a cheshbon. Okay. If you want to do math, okay, walking a mil, which is 2,000 amas, is 18 minutes. 2,000 amas is 18 minutes. 22 amas, figure it out, is like a hundredth of it, right? So it's a hundredth of 18 minutes.
So it says
it shouldn't be longer than the amount of time it takes to walk the 22 amas. But it says in Allah, somebody didn't and they were silent. You have this many times. You have a table full of people. Yeah? Everybody's washing. So the first one that washes, until they actually make a meitzi, can take 5 minutes sometimes. So now Allah says, as long as you're quiet and you're not talking, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be washing. You don't have to do it. I understand. So therefore, what else are you supposed to do? There's no other eitzah. So then people just sit there with quietly. They're quiet, and then there's not a problem. Okay, when a person, I know today that we have basically sliced bread, but lechatchila, you're supposed to make a bracha on the best part of the bread. What is the best part of the bread? The crust. Because that's baked better. But it says, what happens if somebody can't eat the crust? It's too hard to eat. They don't have teeth, so they have a hard time eating crust. So then they can make a bracha any part of it. It's not a problem. But the preferred thing is to make a bracha on the hard crust, because that's officially the best part of the bread. Now also, again, today is much different because we have sliced bread. But when you cut bread or challah, yeah, you shouldn't cut too small a piece, because then it looks like you're stingy. You shouldn't cut a very big piece, because unless you look like a fresser, like they say in English. It looks like you're a glutton, that you want to eat a lot. So it says it should be, everybody should get a kazayas, or some poskim read a half a kazayas, and that's what they should get. Except Shabbos, because it's Suda Shabbos, you want to show the importance of the meal of Shabbos and the enjoyment of Shabbos, so then you can cut a bigger piece. Today it's not that relevant, because during the week, basically, people eat sliced bread. It's not a bracha. What?
You said the best thing is to make a bracha on the crust. Does that go for pizza too?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Well, pizza anyway, you have the crust basically.
Yeah, but
from
the other side.
No, there's crust all the way at the bottom.
Oh.
The whole. What? We're not talking about that yet. We didn't talk about the meitzi yet. We're talking about between the washing on the tefillah yadayim and a meitzi, you can answer any bracha. Once you made a meitzi, of course you can't answer anything until you eat the bread. That's a given. We didn't get there yet. Once you make the bracha, you're not allowed to do anything until you eat. Okay, next. Now, we mentioned this dinner already. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when you make a bracha on a meitzi, normally we learned, whatever you make a bracha on, you're supposed to hold in your right hand to show the importance. If you're left-handed, you hold it in your left hand. When it comes to bread, you make a meitzi on bread, a slice of bread or whatever. Halacha says it's preferable to hold it with all 10 fingers. Why do you hold the bread with all 10 fingers? Because there's 10 mitzvahs connected to the bread. From the time you start plowing the field, like for instance, he gives what it says. You can't plow with an ox and a donkey together. You can't plant crossbreed. You have to give leket shichem pay to the poor people. You're not allowed to muzzle the ox when he's eating. Truma ma'isirish ma'isesheni chala. Okay, so there's 10 mitzvahs associated with eating bread. So therefore, the minig is to hold the bread with all 10 fingers. That's another reason, it says in Halacha, why the bracha of Ameitzi Lechem in Haaretz has 10 words in it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ameitzi Lechem in Haaretz has 10 words. Why are there 10 words? Because why did Chacham make 10 words? Because there's 10 mitzvahs associated with baking the bread. And therefore, you have 10... Next... It says, all generally speaking, when you say a bracha, or davening for that matter, and you have a word ending with the letter, and the next word begins with the same letter. Like you say, Hameitzi Lechem Min. So the people have a tendency of swallowing both words together. Hameitzi Lechem Min. So then you're not saying Lechem Min, you're saying Lechem Min. The same thing it says in Krishna, Al Levavecha Vavadetem Mehera. When there's two words, the one ends with the same letter at the beginning of the next word, you should stop and pronounce it clearly that it's a separate word. It's not a run-on word. Okay, next. You're not allowed to, we just mentioned this then, once you make a meitzi, you have to eat right away. You're not allowed to answer amen. And you're not. And another interesting din, by the way, that a lot of people either unaware of or just don't keep. When you make a bracha on any food, anything, and you take a bite, you're not allowed to talk until you swallow that first bite. You make a meitzi on bread, a lot of times they make a meitzi, they take a piece of bread and they start talking. You're not allowed to talk, halachically, until you swallow the first piece of bread. In fact, it's interesting, some paskim have a shaila. You eat a sucking candy, or you're eating gum, chewing gum. You put a candy, you make shahakol, you put the candy in your mouth. Yeah? So that's not the halacha. But some people question, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to talk until you finish eating the candy. Because that's the first bite. You're putting the candy in your mouth until you swallow the first bite. But the pearl, they don't paskin like that. And the halacha is, as long as you taste a little bit of the candy, then it's not a problem. What? No, what you put in your mouth is what you need to swallow. So if you're dying to talk, you just put a small piece. I'll give you an example. You wash for a meal, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And God forbid to miss a phone call. I mean, that would be terrible. So you put a piece, you're going to take the phone, you can't do that. I mean, you could, but it doesn't sound right. So you put a small piece of bread in your mouth, you make sure to swallow it, and then you answer the phone. If the machine doesn't go on by then. Okay, it's also customary, we'll just finish with this then, to have salt on the table before you do hametz. It's not only on Shabbos, by the way. This din of salt on the table is a din every time you wash for bread. Why? Because when you wash for bread, the table is likened to a mizbeach, to the altar. And I'll call korban chatakiv melech, every korban, no matter what it was in the Beis HaMikdash, flour offering, liquid, everything needed salt. I'll call korban chatakiv melech. So therefore, you're supposed to have salt on the table. And our custom is we dip the bread into the salt three times to be continued.